Michael Jackson on Alamogordo's Classic Hits 107.9 Cool FM and 107.9CoolFM.net. Good afternoon, I'm K-Mac. Thanks for keeping it locked in on a Tuesday. So big stuff fixing to take place this weekend as the German Air Force prepares to move that Tornado fighter jet from Holloman Air Force Base up to the New Mexico Museum of Space History. The move will take a good chunk of the weekend while that jet makes its journey. It's a, 10, 12 miles perhaps from Holloman Air Force Base up the hill to New Mexico Museum of Space History. It'll take most of the weekend to do that. The logistics behind this move, just absolutely incredible. They're talking about having power crews on hand. DOT is going to be a part of it. Lane closures, things of that nature. Going to be an exciting weekend as they transfer that fighter jet from the base all the way up to the space hall. And I have to believe, you know, I certainly wasn't involved in the planning session, but my mind and my heart are just telling me that somewhere, somehow, some way, at least one pilot stood up in the back of the room and asked, how long is the museum's parking lot? I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm K-Mac. Now here's Jackie Wilson on Cool FM. Prince and the Revolution on Classic Hits 107.9 Cool FM. I'm K-Mac, so had a little discussion with Miss Vicky yesterday evening about the partial government shutdown and some concerns that she had about how you shut down a portion of the government. We discussed it for several moments. I could tell I was only confusing her, so I decided to opt for this version here. I just politely explained that partial government shutdown kind of works like this. The portion of the IRS that normally hands out refunds, well, they're closed for lunch. The portion of the IRS that takes the money out of your check every other week, well, my friend, they are alive and well. Okay, that's kind of how it works. I'm K-Mac, by the way. Keep it set where you've got it. Holly's waiting for you right after this on Cool FM. Bob Seger on Classic Hits 107.9 Cool FM. K-Mac riding with you on a Friday. Friends, no surprise, a lot of you know K-Mac lives out in Tularosa. You bet I make that drive into Alamo every day. Have you caught the sign in the highway construction right near Angel Lane in 54? It's the sign that shows the speed limit, shows how fast you are actually traveling, and it starts flashing the red and blue lights. You know, if you hurt the sign's feelings, it kind of lets you know about it. Oh, they have upgraded that thing, my friend, this morning. Apparently, I was coming in just a skosh too hot. It spit out a frowny face at me. I don't know if you've seen this yet. I don't know what speed you have to be traveling to trigger the frowny face, but it's the first time I can honestly say in my 56 years, I think I've had my feelings hurt by a machine. I'm inclined to believe that if I was traveling any faster, it probably would have just dropped a mechanical arm out the side, started waving a finger in my face going, be on the lookout for the frowny face. If you're heading southbound from Tulian Town, it's there waiting for you. I'm K-Mac, by the way. Now here's Donna Summer on Cool FM. Thompson Twins on Alamogordo's Classic Hits 107.9 Cool FM. I'm K-Mac, so making my way into work today, I noticed, 5470 still very much under construction between here and Tularosa. Making my way in today, you know, they've got just about the whole 13 miles of highway coned off. In fact, so much orange and white going on right now that as I was heading in this morning, my GPS actually thought that I was at Mile High Stadium watching the Broncos play, but they're making progress. Bear with them, friends. I'm Kevin McKinney, by the way. Now here's Jigsaw, Sky High on Cool FM. Huey Lewis and the News on Classic Hits 107.9 Cool FM. K-Mac riding with you on a Monday. Thanks for making us part of it. So hopefully you caught the eclipse last night. If you weren't aware, yesterday evening was the Super Blood Wolf Full Moon Total Lunar Eclipse. That's right, Super Blood Wolf Full Moon Total Lunar Eclipse. I discovered as we got closer and closer to the eclipse, my own wife and daughter knew nothing about it, so I had to remind them, yes, this evening is the Super Blood Wolf Full Moon Total Lunar Eclipse. I said it so many times that I actually fell asleep before the eclipse got here. I guess I'll catch the next one. I'm K-Mac, by the way. Keep it set where you've got it. Creedence heading right for you right after this.
Here's Wayne.
Steve Winwood on Classic Hits 107.9 Cool FM. K-Mac riding with you on a Thursday, so wanted to share with you a little something I'm experiencing at the home up in Tularosa. Maybe some of you here in town experiencing the same thing. Talking about the abundance of weeds that have suddenly appeared in the middle of January. I thought the yard looked pretty good heading through the holidays, but now all of a sudden, we've got weeds again, and I'm not talking about weeds just simply trying to exist. I'm talking about weeds that are actually thriving. They're going gangbusters at my house for some reason, and in my feeble attempt to try to combat this small issue, I went about trying to find a sprayer, maybe some weed killer, and I'm discovering that at some locations, those are actually considered seasonal items. They're a little bit hard to find in the middle of January, and somehow I have to believe that the weeds have discovered that. The weeds know that the sprayers are all on the back pallet in the back corner of the warehouse because they're just going nuts. It's like, come on, fellas, let's go. Woohoo. Don't know if I'm the only one having this problem, but I hope your yard is looking a little bit better than mine. Got some Edward Scissorhands action going on out in Thule, and yeah, I just can't believe it's the 24th of January and I'm pulling weeds. I just thought I'd share that with you. I'm K-Mac, by the way. Keep it set where you've got it. David Bowie's waiting for you right after this on Cool FM.